The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's Meditorial.
Well, greetings, everyone. This is your host, the Monty Man, here for this week's Monty Man's Meditorial. Now, for the next several weeks, I'm going to be reading excerpts from 12 Stupid Things That Mess Up Recovery by Take 12 Recovery Radio contributor, Dr. Alan Berger. Now, the first stupid thing that will mess up recovery is believing addiction to one substance is the only problem. It is quite common for men and women who are beginning recovery to minimize the extent and severity of their problem. When I was working as a clinical supervisor in an inpatient chemical dependency treatment program, patients would often try to convince me that they really didn't have a problem with the other drugs they were using. It was just the alcohol. Well, hearing these beliefs over and over again raised the following question. Why would someone trying to get help for a drinking problem, for example, ignore or minimize the fact that smoking marijuana is also part of the problem? The answer was simple. The person is trying to deceive himself into thinking that he is normal and can control his behavior. He desperately wants to believe that he can still get high, even though he might have to stop drinking. He doesn't want to see the truth. He is powerless over all mind-altering drugs. This kind of self-deception is prevalent in many shapes and many forms. Alcoholics may fool themselves into thinking that they can no longer drink whiskey but can have a beer every now and then. There is a growing problem in AA of members saying that they are sober while still occasionally smoking marijuana. Well, the mind is remarkable in how it creates self-deception. We can keep ourselves from seeing the truth about ourselves and our behavior in many different ways. The technical term for this type of mental defense mechanism is compartmentalization. When we compartmentalize a problem, we keep it isolated or separated from other relevant issues. In this instance, we compartmentalize our alcohol or drug use. We keep an ace up our sleeve in case the going gets rough. Drinking or using, well, it's still an option. When we keep this kind of a secret, we are sabotaging our recovery. What we need to do is to share this secret, to tell the truth. When we do, we give ourselves a chance to connect the dots. Well, the truth is that our best chance for recovery lies in total abstinence from all drugs. Here are five reasons why. Number one, use of any drugs increases the likelihood of using our drug of choice. Number two, cross-addiction is likely to occur. Three, we do not learn from our experiences while we are using. Four, complete recovery requires total abstinence. And five, drugs numb or soothe our feelings and therefore interfere with our recovery. It's something to think about. Now listen, there is much more in the book, 12 Stupid Things That Mess Up Recovery, by PhD Dr. Alan Berger. To order this book, visit his website at abphd.com, or you can find it on Amazon. That's 12 Stupid Things That Mess Up Recovery. Next week, number two of the stupid things that mess up recovery. Until next time, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.